From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the stock market suffered its worst day in 2 months. The Dow Jones fell 344 points. That's about 3%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were down by similar amounts. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, a lot of investors are beginning to focus on a new threat, the possibility that weakness overseas will hurt the economy here in the U.S.
Whenever the economy is at a major crossroads, the financial markets tend to get especially volatile, and such was the case today. This morning came word that the number of people filing for first-time unemployment insurance claims rose last week. Then came a report that service sector employment is down. Bernard Baumol of the Economic Outlook Group says that was all people needed to bail on the market.
The job market is the number one issue for most Americans. They want to feel secure with their jobs. They want to know that they're getting regular income and that that income is keeping pace with inflation. But neither of those things seem to be happening.
At the same time, there was a scary warning from the influential Bill Gross of the giant bond fund PIMCO. Gross said he had stopped buying bank debt and that it was time for the Treasury Department to come in with new capital to help rescue the troubled financial services sector. If it doesn't, he said, a financial tsunami could occur. Jim Paulson, chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management, said by the end of the day, stock prices were tumbling.
Whenever you have a day like this where the trading gets kind of out of control on the downside, you reignite just crisis fears. So early in the day, financial stocks, for example, and the S&P were doing very well. But by this afternoon, as the market has given way, those stocks have capitulated.
The lack of confidence that people have in the economy right now is puzzling in one sense. Just last week, the government reported that the economy grew by a pretty healthy 3.3% between April and June. But many economists believe that surge was an aberration. It was during that period that the federal government issued tax rebate checks, and as intended, they goosed consumer spending. But the checks are already cashed. Meanwhile, there is growing evidence that the economy is weakening in many other parts of the world. Today, the head of the European Central Bank said data would show that the economy has weakened there. Bernard Baumol says that will mean fewer buyers for American exports.
All the hopes that we had that the economy was going to do strong was all tied to exports. But it now looks as if that export sector is going to be weakening and not contributing much to the economy.
For now, investors are focusing on the August unemployment report due to be released tomorrow morning. The economy has lost jobs every month this year, and most economists say it probably did so again last month. That would only confirm the fears of a lot of investors that the U.S. economy is going to get worse before it gets better. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.